Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is The Home is the Foundation of Education. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. To Him is all praise. We believe in Him and in His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day and in destiny, both its good and its apparent bad. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, the one who has no partners in His oneness. And we are content with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our religion. And I testify that we are content with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our messenger. I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His last and final messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from amongst our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes and make us as an example for the righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has indicated that our homes are places of rest. For He says, Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. And Allah has made for you from your homes a place of rest and tranquility. So the home is a huge blessing for us. And how can it not be a place of rest and tranquility? For in it is where our families abide, in a state of mutual affection, love, peace, and contentment. And so when we reflect on this, we have to realize that the home is really the first nursery for the children. And from it, entire generations are raised. So in effect, if we take schools to be a place of education, and by education, we mean true education. In Arabic, the word being tarbiyah, being raised up in your character, in your morals, into a state whereby you really attain unto your humanity. So if we take that to be education and what schools are meant to serve, then in effect, the first school and the very first role of the teachers is the home. It is the school before the formal school. It is the school of the home. And so in this home, it is the parents who are responsible for providing the first instructions, for being the exemplars of knowledge and character. They are the ones who are responsible for the education of their children. And it is precisely this responsibility and obligation, which is a trust, that parents have been tasked to fulfill by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّ لِوَلِدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Indeed, your son, and by extension your daughter, any child, has a right upon you. And so from the greatest of rights our children have upon us as parents is the right to give them a true education. And from the most truest of things we can teach them is to instill in them a faith, a strong iman and certainty, a yaqeen in their Lord, which translates to a state of devotion and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, this was the way of the prophets. And hence we find Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, as mentioned in the Quran, as speaking to his children by saying, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن بَعْدِي. What will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. They said, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Abraham and Ishmael and Ishaq, the one true God. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we are to him Muslims in submission to him. And so this call and this question and this you could say ahad, this oath, is something that we have also been tasked to do with our children. We have to affirm that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Sayyidina Ibrahim, in the way of this pure religion, Hanifa, this pure true religion, where they do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is in the home that we raise our children to hold firm to the highest of values and morals of good character and a sense of loyalty, not just to their immediate family, but to the truth itself and an allegiance to those who embody the truth, and also a sense of connection to their homeland, their watan, because this connection to the soil is something that is also desired to in Islam, that this love for where we come from. And so, it's as a poet once said, children amongst us will be brought up to do whatever their parents habituated themselves to. And so it is in the home that children can come to learn the use of language. And this is from the things that they can be habituated towards, exposing them to good, proper, sound language, making sure that they have erudition, making sure that they're given to reading, a culture of learning. And with regards to us as Muslims, especially given to the acquisition of the language of Arabic. Because when children are young, they can acquire languages innately in a manner that's much more facilitated for them than when they grow old. And so it's especially important that we expose them and give them the tools to acquire the language of Arabic, because it is the language of divine revelation, the language of our Prophet, alayhi salatu salam, and the language of the Quran. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu Quranan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'qinun. Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. In other words, this ability to understand is premised on also having a sense of understanding of the beauty of the Arabic language. And the Arabic language itself was facilitated as a means of understanding the Quran. That's why there are secrets and there are states of beauty and things that open up in the intellect and in the hearts when one truly understands Arabic as it was intended to be. And that's why we find Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu saying, teach your children Arabic, for it strengthens the intellect and increases them in muru'ah. Muru'ah is a very hard word to translate, but we will translate it as chivalry, or the state of true manliness, or the state of really understanding your humanity. So in this manner, we want our children to be exposed in the home to a love of knowledge, and for them to be raised with a sense of honoring and esteeming knowledge and its true value. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised those who have believed amongst you and those who were given knowledge. So the acquisition of knowledge, and by this we mean true knowledge, knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowledge of anything from the sciences of this world that draws us closer to this realization and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what raises us in knowledge. Indeed, the honoring of our children through this bequeathing of knowledge is something that is precious. And from it, the fruits that come are that we will find that these children who have these highest of values embedded into them, in turn, honor their family relationships. And this strengthens the family, which in turn strengthens the society. So when we each honor the members of our family and instill in them respect and honor for the elderly and their parents, and in turn the parents have a respect and honor for the children and shafaqah and rahmah and mercy for them, and then this translates to the way the siblings interact, then you find that this state of birr, the state of filial piety, transcends beyond the family and includes the strength of the society and inshallah ta'ala, the greater nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it all starts at home, and amongst the most important of relationships where this piety should be maintained is the relationship between the child and their mother. And hence, one of the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, man abar, O Messenger of Allah, to him, to whom should I be most dutiful? Who is most deserving of my birr? Who is most deserving of my filial piety, my respect, my honoring them? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, Ummaka, your mother. And when he was asked, he said again, Thumma ummaka, thumma ummaka. He said, your mother, your mother, your mother. And only after saying that three times did he say, Thumma abak, then your father. And then he said after that, ثُمَّ الْأَقْرَبْ فَالْأَقْرَبْ. And then those who are the most closest in relations and the most closest in relations after that. In other words, in this concentric circle of importance of those who we are most obliged to show our piety towards, the mother is the most dominant, three times more than the father. And so this shows the strength of that relationship. And through the honoring of these relationships, we are ultimately honoring our relationship and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ties of lineage, our facilitating our strength within our family, are also facilitating our strength to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why there's a lot of barakah, there's a lot of grace and a lot of beauty in these things. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, تعلموا من أنسابكم ما تصلون به أرحامكم. He said, learn about your lineages to facilitate keeping your ties of kinship. فإن صلة الرحم محبة في الأهل. Because keeping the ties of kinship encourages affection amongst the relatives. مثراة في المال is an increase in wealth. And also منسعة في الأثر and increases the lifespan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to honor our relationships with our families, to strengthen our homes, to make our homes places of rahmah, places of mercy, places of shafaqah, places of gentleness, places of light, and places of true tarbiyah, where children are raised up to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to strengthen this ummah and to be exemplars of this religion. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. This is not something difficult for Allah. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And to Him is all praise. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.